Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's Saturday morning. You're listening to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Franklin American Mortgage Company, right here on 104.5 The Zone. Happy Mother's Day weekend. Glad you're with us. Beautiful day out there today. Glad the sun is here. It's going to be a great weekend today and tomorrow. Going to be beautiful weather. So steeplechase today. Those that are heading over there, travel safe to and from. Have a good time. Always a fun event. Something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow, at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning. Ahead of time, the lineup, the news, brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Then we're going to get into our guest, first guest, Middle Tennessee Christian School senior football player Will Cole will be joining us. He is the spring winner of the Penn Station East Coast Subs Athlete of the Year Award, and we're going to be talking to him about his senior year. And then we're going to go to Dr. Jeremy Qualls, WCS Sports Conference Athletic Director. The Wilcos are Monday. Big, big event. My favorite event of the year. The Wilcos are Monday. We'll be talking to Dr. Qualls about that. Then we're going to go to Mike Bartlett, Stewart's Creek, talk about their region championship in the tournament, moving on, not region championship, district championship in the tournament, and then their region tournament game on Monday. Finish up with a little spring football. Summit head football coach Brian Coleman will be joining us. Talk about the Spartan spring. All right, the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. We talk about it all the time. If you're downtown this weekend watching games, not a whole lot of games to watch right now, but the NBA playoffs will start back up next week. But if you're downtown, the Diner Nashville, the six-story, 24-hour restaurant. That's right, 24-hour restaurant on the corner of 3rd and Demumbrium. It's worth going for just the views alone, but the food can't be beat while you're in there as well. One thing I always want to remind people of, if you want to go somewhere to eat and not have a band playing, the Diner is where you can go. No bands in there. That way you can have a conversation. But first floor looks like an old school diner. It's got the black and white checkerboard tile, soda shop style bar. They've got lemon squares, cheesecakes, pastries. They've got espressos, lattes. Second floor of the sports bar theme space, double-sided wall of TVs. If there's a game on, you can watch it there. Fourth and fifth floor, the fine dining spaces. They've got the traditional favorites, but also some local flair as well. And then the sixth floor, seafood floor, oysters, raw oysters, any kind you want. They've got the best Rockefeller in town. If you haven't had the oysters Creole, it's a must. Sushi, a little bit for everybody, and the view up there is second to none. So, make the Diner Nashville your huddle point when you're downtown this weekend or next week. All right, real quick, district tournaments are settled. Sectional baseball's games will be Monday. AAA, Stewart's Creek won the championship in 7 AAA. Stewart's Creek defeated Siegel. In 8 AAA, Columbia defeated Franklin County. So that means Stewart's Creek will host Franklin County. Columbia will host Siegel. Mount Juliet won 9 AAA. Wilson Central was the runner-up. Clarksville won 10 AAA. Rossview was the runner-up. Mount Juliet will host Rossview. Clarksville will host Wilson Central. Brentwood wins 11 AAA. Ravenwood runner-up. Overton wins 12 AAA. Hillwood runner-up. Brentwood will host Hillwood. Overton will host Ravenwood. A lot of good games there. AA, the district champions, an 8 AA from the mid-state, that is. 8 AA, Smith County, 9 AA. Sycamore, 10 AA. Martin Luther King, 11 AA. Creekwood, 12 AA, Giles County. In single A, district champions, 6A, Gordonsville, 7A, Franklin Grace, 8A, Eagleville, 9A, East Robertson, 10A, Columbia Academy. Congratulations to all them. Softball, same deal. 7 AAA, Siegel won the district championship. Smyrna was the runner-up. 8 AAA, Coffee County won. Lincoln County runner-up. Siegel will host Lincoln County. Coffee County will host Smyrna. 9 AAA, Beach was the champion. Mount Juliet runner-up. 10 AAA. Henry County was the champion. Clarksville runner-up. Beach will host Clarksville. Henry County will host Mount Juliet. 11 AAA, Brentwood and Summit had to go to two games to do it. What a great two-game series that was. What a great tournament for Summit. But Brentwood's the champion. Summit's the runner-up. In 12 AAA, McGavick is the champion. Hillsboro's the runner-up. Brentwood will host Hillsboro. McGavick will host Summit. Double-A district champs from around the mid-state, 8 AA, DeKalb County, 9 AA, White House Heritage, 10 AA, Martin Luther King, 11 AA, Camden, 12 AA, Forest. In single-A district champs, 6A, Gordonsville, 7A, Franklin Grace, 8A, Cascade, 9A, Houston County, 10A, Columbia Academy, 12A, Summertown. That's the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. We've got Will Cole of Middle Tennessee Christian School on the line. Will, good morning. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining us. Got to meet you earlier this week, but as I mentioned earlier, you were the spring winner of the Penn Station East Coast Subs Athlete of the Year Award, and Marcus Queen asked me to go with him. I was lucky enough to get to go with him, but another great honor for a great high school career. But first of all, congratulations, and got to go to your high school ceremony the other day. A lot of scholarship awards, a lot of awards. When you talk about a well-rounded athlete, young person, I don't know how anybody could be any more well-rounded than you, but senior year, center, Middle Tennessee Christian School. Talk a little bit about your football season. Well, what stands out to you?
We had a great season. I mean, we went to the second round of the playoffs and got beat by a state champ. Just a lot of fun. Great year. Great way to finish it off.
Well, Will, when you heard that your coaches and your assistant principal counselors talking about you, one of the things that they all said, it kept coming up, leads by example. Not necessarily the most vocal guy, but leads by example, leader by example. I'm kind of partial to centers. My oldest is a center. And, you know, there's one guy on the offensive side that touches the ball every play, right? And that's the center. Yes, so I think that's kind of an important part. I think you have to be one form or fashion a leader to play center. Is that part of what you liked about playing the position?
Yes, sir. Just being able to just lead the whole line and make sure everybody knows what they got to do. And be just kind of the anchor of the whole thing.
So 4.0 GPA all 4 years of high school. I think I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, did you never made a B or it right?
Right.
Yes. Okay, never made a B in 4 years. That's really tough to do. Salutatorian of your class, which what does that say about your valedictorian? But I read in your bio where you felt like athletics really kind of helped you with time management and your study mm-hmm. habits. Kind of tell us a little bit about that.
Well, just balancing all the time when you're at spring practice and workouts, and just you got practice until 6 or 8 every night, and you just got to come home and you just got to work hard and just try to fit everything in there. It helps you develop a hard study habit.
So you'll be going to MTSU in the fall. You're just going to work on your studies, and do you know what you want to what path you want to pursue at Middle?
Yes, sir. I want to major in construction management, and then I hope to build houses.
You're also some of your hobbies on the side. You breed, raise, and show walking horses. So all this along with playing football, which, as we all know, with workouts and off-season training, that's 12 months a year now. And in your 4.0, also very involved in walking horses. How'd you get involved in that?
My family's been involved in it their whole lives, so I just kind of was born into it and just always loved it.
Well, it's, you know, it's a heck of an honor. I know you got the National Football Foundation award as well. Coach Shambaugh gave that to you. So we have a lot of young people that listen to this show. So a young athlete, whether it be male, female, football, volleyball, whatever, doesn't matter, cross country. As you have finished up your 4 years of high school going on into college, what would be maybe a piece of advice or two that you would give them now that you are leaving high school?
Just always believe in yourself. I mean, going in as a freshman, I weighed 140 pounds, and 140-pound kid is not going to go play center. But, you know, I worked hard and got in the weight room and put 50, 60 pounds on and then had a nice career. So if you just work hard and believe in yourself, you know, you can do it.
Well, Will, thank you for joining us, brother. Congratulations. As we mentioned the other day, you're the spring winner of the Penn Station East Coast Subs Athlete of the Year Award. So you are up for the Athlete of the Year Award, which will be announced pretty quickly. And the winner of that's going to get $2,000. So you already have a lot of scholarship money because of your achievements in high school, and well-deserved, but maybe getting one more. But until then, you got a lot of buy one, get one free Penn Station gift certificates, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Hey, have a great day, buddy. We'll be watching you in college, and we know you're going to do great things.
All right, thanks.
Will Cole, Middle Tennessee Christian School. As we mentioned, he's the spring winner of the Penn Station East Coast Subs Athlete of the Year. And that leads us to Penn Station East Coast Subs. Five locations in Middle Tennessee: Bellevue, Mount Juliet, Hermitage, two in the borough, Medical Center Parkway, Memorial, out and about today, basketball, baseball, whatever. Get in there, take the family to eat. You will not be disappointed. Best sub in town, Penn Station East Coast Subs.
When it comes to home field advantage, the two words you need to know are Neyland Stadium. And when you're talking dental insurance advantage, the two words to know are Delta Dental. And know is sure to bring a smile to your face, as in no hassles, no surprises, no special ID cards required. Want to know more? Visit them online at DeltaDentalTN.com. Delta Dental of Tennessee. Dental made simple.
Looking for a place for a gathering? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offer bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. For more information, you can visit them online at strikeandspare.com or see them in any of their five Middle Tennessee or three Knoxville area locations. Plus, all locations have their own Facebook page and are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time or a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Hi, folks. This is Herb Berry, owner of Berry's Jewelry Company in historic downtown Madison. You know, engagement and anniversary season is here. And if you're thinking of popping the question this year, Berry's Jewelry Company has the answer. At Berry's, we feature a tremendous selection of quality diamond engagement rings and bridal sets, often up to 50% less than other retail jewelers. So if you have a big anniversary coming up, please stop by to check out the selection of exquisite diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, diamond anniversary rings, or even an upgrade for her current bridal set. Berry's carries a huge selection of ring settings, and you can even select your own center diamond. Thrill her with the best from Berry's, and do your budget a favor. Don't pay retail. So come on over to Berry's and see for yourself what clients for many years have discovered. Berry's Jewelry Company, for quality, value, selection, and service. You just can't do better than Berry's. Visit us today in Madison at berriesjewelryco.com or Facebook.
Locally owned for over 20 years, Franklin American Mortgage Company has grown from humble roots to become one of the largest mortgage lenders in the nation. But they've never gotten too big to give back to the communities that have given them so much. They're proud to support numerous national and regional charities, as well as youth, collegiate, and professional sports in the Nashville area. Their values aren't only in their great rates and unparalleled service, they're in everything they do. Franklin American Mortgage. It all begins with home. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 1599.
The $1,000 payoff, giving you four chances a day to win $1,000. Tune in at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Every weekday, the Sports Station, 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. If you're in need of tires, Gateway Tire, 1021 West McEwen Drive, right there in the heart of Cool Springs. Get in there and see Garth and the boys. Customer service is their deal. Very involved in Williamson County athletics, especially the WCS Sports Conference. Home of the Yokohama Tires, but that's not all they do. They do anything automotive but body work. One of my guys needed his brakes done on Thursday. Made an appointment, got in there, got out. Easy. Couldn't have been any smoother. So, if you're out in that way in the Franklin, Williamson County area, go to Gateway Tire and see Garth and the boys. Tell them the doctor sent you. We've got Dr. Jeremy Qualls on the line, WCS Sports Conference Athletic Director. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Tate. How are you doing?
You're not a little stressed this week, are you? You've just kind of been taking it easy, haven't you?
Stress? Man, this is, yeah, I'm a little bit stressed. I can't even lie about it. It always is this time of the year where you, the red carpet's, you know, rolled out for you. You walk down it like a king, and you sit on your throne back there with you and Coach Joins, and y'all have a great time while I'm back there sweating.
We do, and you were very smart. You put Mr. Street at Street Tuxedo asked me if I sat next to Coach Joins on the red carpet show, and I said no. He was very smart. Nobody would want to see that, so he put Coach Kerry Goodwin in between us to make it look a lot better. So that was very smart on your point. But you're right. It's a fun deal, and the red carpet will start at what, at 5:30. Me and Coach Joins and Coach Kerry Goodwin will do it. And there's so many parts about the Wilcos that we love, but that you added that last year, and what a neat deal that was.
It is by far my favorite part of the entire evening. I mean, it's the opportunity for every one of these finalists and kids to go through this red carpet experience. I think we had 22 different media representatives last year there. So, I mean, it's, you know, you think of the Oscars, you think of the ESPYs, you see all those photographers taking pictures, and that's kind of what the scene was. You know, they walked the red carpet. And I think it's a little bit overwhelming at first, but it's so much fun to watch their, you know, watch their faces and smile and their character come up. It shows up in their street tuxedo selection. And it's really, really neat. You guys obviously do a great job, but Coach Goodwin makes you and Coach Joins dresses the setup a whole lot better.
Yes. And for those that don't know, I mean, I think most do now, but for those listening right now, Wilcos, what are we talking about? Why are we talking about this? It's the Williamson County, the WCS Sports Conference, Williamson County School Systems version of the ESPYs, the Oscars, whatever you want to call it, right? And you, one of the things you started when you first got here, and it's just a neat night, man. All the athletes, the male athletes wear tuxedos, the female athletes are in their dresses, and it's a big deal, man, and we've got a category for every sport. There's a female athlete of the year, male athlete of the year, team of the year, courage award, all kinds of things. But it really has just grown to where now this is a big deal. When you become a finalist, you get a visit to the school from you, and you've got golden tickets. And now, if anybody thinks they're not waiting to see who gets those tickets, that's something they've got marked on their calendar, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, you look back at the first year we did this tape, and we did it at the Franklin Theater. 279 total people could get in that building, and I was really worried that we may fill 50% of those seats. I thought nobody's going to show up. I had a complaint about not getting in, and I realized this could be something big, because if they want to get in this bad, you know, it could be a hot ticket. So the next year we expanded out. Use the factory for kind of the overspill, if you will, and you know, did it back and forth via streaming and whatnot. We had about 700. Well, third year was last year. We had over 900. I mean, this thing is grown pretty big, and you know, and it's fantastic, because you've got the cream of the crop. You've got the top three kids that have been nominated by the coaches and athletic directors, voted upon by the media. Top three kids in each of these categories, man. And you go back and you look at our alumni. That's what makes me so proud about this event. On our website, we put the alumni there up the other day. You're looking at Van Jefferson, Tyrell Dotson, Will Dalton, Bryce Denton. The list goes on and on. Jenny Roy, Libby Sugg, Kaylin Hannon. I mean, it's really, really remarkable. You're talking about kids that are playing at a high elite Division I level, and we even got kids that are in the professional ranks, and have competed with Team USA as well. So it's pretty neat.
No doubt about it. And you've been tweeting videos of those athletes and past nominees and winners and where they are. It's just, you know, you get on with life and you kind of forget where they've all gone. And it's really neat, man. I mean, they're at some really special places. And the thing I love about it, and that's part of what I love about high school athletics, some of the best to come through, they're not at the Texas A&M's or at the Stanford's, you know, but they're at some of the smaller schools. And some of them didn't even go on to play. But they're, as far as their athletic career, was as good as any. Let's look at some of the categories. The WCS Sports Conference Male Athlete of the Year. You want to talk about a tough one now. Reese Glover, Franklin Basketball, Darius James. You want to talk about multi-sport now. Fairview. He's from Fairview football. Well, I think he was a Mr. Football semifinalist, or I know he was at least basketball. Got him, what, 2 points away from going to the state tournament, and then a great track athlete. This dude can do it. So much for specializing. Ty Carter, Summit football and basketball. Carson Shacklett, Brentwood football and baseball, and he's still playing. He probably won't be able to be there. Well, he won't be able to be there Monday because they're still playing. That's a tough category.
It's a real tough category, and here's something that I'm proud of. As this thing evolves, we have kind of history-making moments. And in this particular year, you're looking at Darius James, representation from Fairview High School as male athlete of the year. Never has happened before. You know, sometimes Fairview kind of gets left out on some categories and some things because, you know, their athletes are not as plentiful as the Big Six, as we like to say. But, you know, you're looking at Reese Glover. I mean, if you've seen this guy play basketball, you obviously know this guy's a super talent. Ty Carter, Tennessee Tech signee. Shacklett's going to Belmont baseball. But you look at Darius James, Fairview football. He's a Mr. Football semifinalist, or excuse me, finalist. He was the district tournament basketball MVP and regular season MVP. And he's going to qualify for the state in the track as far as long jump goes, 4x1, and several other events. So you want to talk about a multi-sport athlete. He is a true definition of what we're talking about on Male Athlete of the Year.
No doubt about it. And on the female side, Logan Eggleston, what is she? She's so good at volleyball, she's going to graduate early and go to the University of Texas.
She could quite possibly be the most dominant single person I've seen at the high school level in their sport.
No, I think she probably is. Probably is. Logan Eggleston, Kira Downey, Ravenwood basketball. What a great run they had, the state tournament. And you know, like we talk about, I think just making it to the AAA state tournament in basketball, I mean, that's whether you win or not, that's unbelievable. Carrie Downey, Holly Harris, she was a Miss Basketball finalist, all state. And here's the thing, great thing about her, Franklin Lady Rebel basketball. She played soccer too. She didn't have to do that. Played soccer, helped her school, helped her team, made them better. And then Gigi Maddox, Paige cross country, soccer, and track. And she's top notch at all three. Great category.
Well, and I agree. Kiara Downey sets, you know, the bar for Ravenwood, first time in school history, makes state tournament, and they can arguably say that she put that team on their shoulders. You know, obviously she's going to Tennessee Tech. This is her second time of being a finalist in a row. Gigi Maddox, you talk about Paige, cross country, track, and soccer, signed with Auburn on the cross country track side, has a top 100 national performance, has all the records in the mile. Paige High School, she's been a finalist 2 times as well. Logan Eggleston, that's, hey, we all know who she is. MVP 3 years in a row, state champion 3 years in a row. She is the reigning female athlete of the year in the Wild Coast last year, going to Texas, and also has been with Team USA. And then you got Holly Harris. Like you talk about, she's a University of Alabama Huntsville signee. You know, she played for Coach Wild and, you know, Franklin basketball. Great season, great goalie for the soccer team, multi-sport athlete, what we're looking for there on female athlete of the year.
Well, and there's so many categories, and hopefully if you can, we'll next Saturday we'll talk about all the winners. Obviously we can't talk about them now. Another category that, you know, there's special categories, right, and something that there's the student athlete of the year award, the media, media student of the year. And through doing game day and things like this with you, I had no idea. These guys and girls are maybe more talented than the athletes. It is so cool what they're doing in these media departments. But I know that's an award that you're very, very proud of. Garrett Fee of Independence, Michael Hutchinson, Fairview, Bethany Faust, Brentwood, and Stephen Hook, Page, they're up for that. But then there's also the Courage Award. And I know that's something that you are very, very proud of. And every year we go, oh, gosh, what are we going to do next year? And we just keep coming up with great stories. And this is going to be a special one again this year.
Super special. But you know, this night is so special because of the support and help we get. I mean, I just, you know, I failed to mention it off the bat. You know, Dr. Matt Harris, Berry Farms, sponsors that Courage Award and does it so perfect. I mean, he is an eloquent speaker and does a spot-on job of hitting the emotion of that award. Of course, the night wouldn't be, you know, wouldn't be what it is without Walker Chevrolet, our title sponsor, with you guys and Adidas, Tate, obviously that goes unspoken with all the things that you do. John Mayer Builders, you know, you talked about the Sportsman Award. John Mayer has been phenomenal every year. And what he does, not just for this night, but for sports across our county throughout the year with the Mayer Awards that he has himself and gives out six $2,000 scholarships to kids. It's pretty phenomenal what he does for everything. But, you know, I don't know which one's my favorite. I've got so many. Obviously, the red carpet's my favorite part of the evening. But when you get to these awards, like you mentioned, the media students, these kids, nobody even knows who they are, right? But me and you do because we work behind the scenes with these guys, and it's pretty amazing at the job they do. I think the Mayor's Builder Sportsmanship Award this year is really, really good. I can't tell you who it is. It's a pretty cool story. But the Courage Award is just, like you said, every year we look at this and we're like, man, that's unbelievable. I don't know how we can probably top that. This year is pretty emotional. It's probably the most emotional one we've ever had. And it's going to be good. And I mean, it's no surprise to those folks. It is Summit football, but the story behind Coach Coleman and Summit football is pretty special with the Hollis family. And it's going to be really awesome.
Yeah, it is. And he's going to be on last segment. And we'll talk to him about it.
Well, he's got a tough crowd to follow then.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, he's listening. He's taking notes. He's getting better. He's getting better. Hey, obviously most of the people who have a student or whatever in a WCS school, they know about this, but for someone out there listening that wanted to check this out, maybe just come by the red carpet. Is that okay? I mean, you know, obviously space is limited, but hey, come on by. I promise you, you're going to be blown away at how well done and what a big time production this is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's at the factory. It's outside Liberty Hall. You know, of course, we're depending on it always is a factor. I think we were worried about rain, but I think rain's been pushed out to Tuesday. So that roundabout area right around the Liberty Hall entrance of the factory is where the red carpet will be. You know, you can't miss it. We're going to have plenty of things that you'll be able to see from the road, you know, with the large logos and inflatables and whatnot that add to the evening. But, yeah, come. I mean, it's open to anybody and everybody. And I would love to open the actual award ceremony to everybody. If you know, obviously if you don't have a ticket, you can watch it on the Williamson County Schools live stream online. We'll have that thing live streamed and it's a pretty professional production on that because you've got Mark Parrish of MTSU media department coming and doing that. But they so gratefully do that for us every year. So that's pretty neat. You know, to be able to see that online, and it's not just me and you running the cameras. I mean, this is a big time production. They bring that $1 million truck down and do the switching and have, you know, it's a pretty big deal. They have to start setting up the day before. So it's pretty neat.
Going to be fun, man. Well, if you're available next week, next Saturday, we'll talk about the winners. Deal?
Deal.
All right, brother. Monday night, red carpet starts 5:30. Ceremony starts 7-ish, right?
That's correct.
Seven-ish?
That's dependent on the three hosts of the red carpet, whether they get done or not.
And if you are an athlete and you haven't picked your tux up, get the street tuxedo today.
Yep.
Don't push this thing out.
That's
all right, brother.
Correct.
Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Tate.
Dr. Jeremy Qualls, WCS Athletic Director of the WCS Sports Conference. It's going to be fun, man. The Wilco's Monday night. So we'll get you the winners next Saturday, but a nice event. Really, really good deal. Tennessee Steel Haulers, same message, new website, TENH.com, TENH.com. 2018 is no different than the previous. Always looking to add quality drivers. And the way they do that is by you going to that website and having a conversation with them. They've got lease purchase programs. Bunch of different ways to do it. Always looking for inside people too. They need the infrastructure as well. But a great place to work. They grow every year, and there's a reason behind that. So if you're looking to get into that industry, or if you're already in that industry, looking for a better place to be, go to TENH.com, Tennessee Steel Hauler.
I love my community. And as a doting dad,
Daddy's home.
A devoted son.
There you are, Joe.
And a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door.
But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
This is Sean Stroud with Stroud's Barbecue. We're beginning our 25th year in business, and during that time, we've catered thousands of events, corporate meetings and picnics, school and church events, reunions and graduations, you name it, we've probably done it. From 20 people to 2,000, any size event we can handle. Go to StroudsBarbecue.com and click on the catering tab to find out all the information. Thanks for 25 years in business. And remember, you're just a pooch punt away from Stroud's.
The dawn of a new year, a chill in the air, basketball in full swing, and spring sports just around the corner. I'm Josh Houston with Balfour, Tennessee, and we want to congratulate all the state champions we have sized for their championship rings, along with all the athletes across Middle Tennessee we have fit in their custom letter jackets. As you make your memories and celebrate your moments this year, let us preserve them. Call 615-867-6345 or visit Balfourtn.com and order your letter jacket, ring, or class gear today. And remember, you can't rewind time, but you can preserve it. Balfour, Tennessee, the face of achievement.
Southern Athletic Fields has specialized in baseball and softball field treatment and maintenance since 1996 and has become the name to trust in Middle Tennessee. Bill Marvitt and his team believe in a hands-on approach treating your field and welcome the opportunity to meet with you about your needs. Remember, Southern Athletic Fields also handles all the field accessories as well and is your one-stop shop. Reach out to them at 800-837-8062 or MuleMix.com. Southern Athletic Fields. Dirt. You gotta love it.
104.5 The Zone is giving you a chance at $1,000 four times a day. 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m. Did you get that? 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m. Those are the four times every day when we'll announce a keyword for your shot at $1,000. The $1,000 payoff. The $1,000 payoff. All this month on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. It's termite swarm season. That means you need to call Terminex at 800-TERMINEX. Get that free termite inspection scheduled, and you need to do it now. That's right, free. If you don't have any damage, you don't need any work, you're out no money. If you do, you're going to be glad that you got on it earlier rather than later. If you can hear this show, if you can listen to this station, you're in their service area. Robert Boyer and the crew in the Cool Springs office, I know them. Their office is right next to ours. And, I mean, they do everything first class. They do it the right way. Mentioned last week, come by and just watch the attention to detail these guys have is and girls have, ladies have. Just look at the way they park the cars, and you know this is a first class place. So, every inspection free. Also the same when we're talking about mosquitoes once we get to mosquito season and the crawl space. But, right now, termite, every inspection is free. Get there and call them 800-TERMINEX, not in my house. We've got Coach Mike Bartlett, Stewart's Creek Baseball, Red Hawk Baseball online. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Tate. How are you?
Doing well, man. I appreciate you joining us. Congratulations. Nine AAA district tournament championship last week with a 10-8 victory over Siegelman. These are the stories of why you love baseball, right? Obviously did not win the regular season, but are playing your best baseball at the end of the season. And, man, what a big win. Moving on.
Yes, this sounds cliche, but this is the time of year you just want to survive in advance. And fortunately we play good baseball at the end and we have an opportunity to move on.
Well, you play in one of the tougher districts in the state and you finished the – 17-13, 9-9 in 7 AAA. And I think this is neat, man. This is why you play the tournament, right? But you defeated Riverdale in the tournament 5-1 on Tuesday. You lost that series 0-3 in them in the regular season. And then you defeated Siegel for the championship 10-8, lost the series to them 1-2 during the regular season. So keep getting better, right? And tournament times when we want to play our best baseball, that's what we did. What do you think are some things that maybe changed between the middle of the season to right now where you all are playing so well?
We always preach to our guys the district tournament's a great equalizer. It does not matter where you finish. Everybody has an equal opportunity. Losing as many players as we did off of we knew we had good players. We just lacked experience. And it reminded me of our first year. A lot of these guys had to learn to play the game at this particular speed in this district as we played. And that can be tough, as we will learn. But all through the winter, all of our coaches said that, you know, this is the spring we needed to have good weather. And unfortunately, just like everybody else in the state of Tennessee, it was bad. And we didn't get as much defense work in as we had. And that was our Achilles heel. And we had some guys that were out. We got those guys back. We kind of survived by the next man up mentality. And towards the end of the year, we got a couple of days back to back that we probably had the first day, first week of the season type practices. And our kids have responded. Probably the most resilient group we've had here. We have played some really bad baseball. The Oakland Riverdale series, I mean, they just put it on us. But our guys, they're resilient. That's the one word I think I would use to describe them.
Well, if you look, that was right there in the middle of April and lost six straight, 2-3 to Oakland, 3 to Riverdale. And so, you know, you always loved it. But then you turn around and got a nice win against Centennial. Maybe that was a good way to kind of hit the reset button, right? And then you get in the district tournament. And as we mentioned, won. You know, and you know, the team last year, the state tournament team, state runner-up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, state runner-up in AAA to Brentwood, obviously. And so you lose so many players. But the cool thing is usually these guys, whether they played or not, they were on this team. If nothing else, they learn from those guys and watch how to compete and how to be resilient. And I would think, you know, that's part of what's showing up right now.
That's what we feel that way. Most of these guys were in the dugout, and several of them were players. Chase Von Dolan was our starting catcher, and Tane Davis played some. Brandon Rooney played some. Aaron Moriarty pitched us into the state tournament. So they had roles, but really we returned like four innings of district pitching and I think like 15% of our total at-bats from last year's team. So, and I looked as hard as I could for the quote somewhere after when we got beat by Brentwood. I was asked, what about next year? And I remember vividly saying, we have the players. We just have to get them some game experience.
Well, one to mention, Sam Slaughter, .395 batting average, 9 doubles, 7 triples, 3 home runs. And again, this is AAA baseball, 30 RBIs. Brandon Rooney, .317 average, 6 home runs, 30 RBIs. Matt Curtis, .317 batting average, 6 homers, 30 RBIs. You know, those guys right there, anytime they're at the plate, you know, you got a chance to get on base in advance.
Yes, this year, the one surprise for us probably is how well we've hit the ball from the very first game till the game Wednesday night against Siegel. Chase Von Dolan had never hit a home run in his four-year career, hits a big grand slam. Brandon Rooney had a three-run homer in the first game, comes back his first at-bat in the second, gets a three-run homer. We have guys with some pop, and we've got some guys that can run, and then we have those guys that we don't mention that just they pass the bat down. They get us to where we can recycle the batting order, get back to the top of the order. It sounds like a cliche, but it's really been a team effort. If the top of the lineup's not doing it, the middle of the lineup, you know, they have their back. They get the job done. They let the next guy have an at bat. You know, we're back to the guys that can do the damage.
So you're going to the Region 4 AAA tournament now. I guess that's what we call game. The great thing about winning that district is you host it. You've got Franklin County coming to you. Looks like they, you know, really kind of a similar team to yours when you look at the record and kind of the way their season went. So what do you know about Franklin County? What needs to happen Monday night to move on?
I think they are very similar to us. I know their top two pitchers throw it pretty well. They throw it pretty hard. They have good breaking balls. We scrimmaged them like the Wednesday before we opened. So we both opened with district play on that following Monday, so we didn't see either one of us or we threw our best arms. But they're going to be well coached. Michael Carter does a great job. They're going you know, they're going to bunt when they're supposed to. They're going to put it in play. They don't strike out a whole lot. Probably more of a not the power. We have 20 home runs, and probably a third of our hits are extra base hits. We play more for the big inning. I think they're going to be, I guess, a more of a traditional team. Those teams down there, they're good. Their district's no different than ours, top to bottom. So it'll be a big challenge. And, we told our guys against Siegel we would vote in. We're playing for an $8 flag, but more importantly, we're playing for an opportunity to have the last at bat. And we won some games in our last at bat, and that was important to our guys. They took care of it.
Really cool. I like that. And then, you know, this is the part of tournament baseball that you love once you get to this time. But once you get here, they're all good. But then, so you have Franklin County, and this is why it's so big to most of the time to win that district tournament. But, so Columbia wins on the other side, and so what's their reward? They get Siegel coming to town, which, you know, they've been ranked in the top 10, but really in the top 5 of AAA all year long. Really good team. That was a big win for you all. That's always fun when you get home advantage, and then that's who you get coming.
Yeah, that's not a big reward. When they're just loaded top to bottom in pitching. They've got a tough lineup. The game we won 8-6 was just a survival of who's going to make the last play. It was about a 12-hour game. It was probably one of the most mentally draining games we've been involved in a long time.
Coach, it's going to be fun. Again, congratulations on the win. That was big, man. Like you mentioned, to lose as many kids you did off a state runner-up AAA team, and then to win the district tournament, that was a big, big, big deal. Still playing. Good luck Monday night, sir. Hopefully we'll be seeing you in Murfreesboro.
Thank you, Tate. Appreciate what y'all do for high school athletics.
Yes, sir. Coach Mike Bartlett of Stewart's Creek Red Hawk Baseball. We got a chance to make it back to the state tournament. That would be an unbelievable story. Up next, Ryan Coleman, Summit Spartan Football, joins us right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Franklin American Mortgage Company, 104.5 The Zone.
Hi, this is Todd Tressler with Tressler & Associates, here to thank everyone who has made our firm a success. We've grown from focusing on real estate to a firm of 18 concentrating on almost every aspect of the law. With deep roots in Middle Tennessee, our firm is committed to securing peace of mind for residents of our area. Because we consider ourselves a family at Tressler, we are fully committed to you and your family no matter what life throws at you. When you need help, visit TresslerAssociates.com. Tressler & Associates, securing your peace of mind.
Hey, this is Larry Thorne with Global Motorsport here in Middle Tennessee. I had a guy in the store the other day buying a car who's bought multiples of cars from us. He said, I'd never buy a car anywhere else, Larry. Nowhere can I go buy a car, be taken care of by one person, be in and out of the store in under 20 minutes once I make a decision. You're the dealership for those of us who don't like dealerships. Appreciate you guys being here. I can't imagine shopping anywhere else. With that, I would just say, check us out at Global Motorsports, Inc., for our two boutiques, one in Belmede and one in Cool Springs. Again, online at globalmotorsportsinc.com.
Fitness for the entire family. That's the Prairie Life way. They're making our community healthier by providing the whole family a place to live an active lifestyle. Expert personal trainers on staff. Fitness classes for both adult and youth. Free weights, indoor-outdoor pools, steam room saunas and whirlpools, full-length basketball court, and free childcare, just to name a few. Stop by Member Services at 300 Shingle Way in Cool Springs and get your family started on the path to a healthier lifestyle, the Prairie Life way.
Get the latest on area prep action. High School Sports Saturday with Tate Matthews, presented by Franklin American Mortgage Company. Saturday mornings at 8 on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. We got the head coach of the Summit Spartans on the line, Coach Brian Coleman. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Tate.
Appreciate you joining us, buddy. Spring football, it's over with. A lot of positions, a lot of holes to fill from last year's best season in school history, right? Last year's 10-3 quarterfinal team. But Spring's over. How'd it go?
Well, like you said, we got to get a lot better before we get to fall. But you know, we knew we had a lot of good seniors to replace them last year, and we're ready to get to work. And it showed us what we need to improve on this summer and what we need to improve on this, going into fall. So that's what spring's all about, I guess.
Well, and you usually have different issues that you have to address in spring. That's part of it. But one great thing about what's been going on with you all for now, the past few years, is your staff continuity. Really no changes. And so no changes again this year. So that's got to be big going into a spring like this. But replacing everybody on your OL. So it's a good thing that the offensive staff is the same.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right. You know, I'm not too smart of a guy, but I'm smart enough to surround myself with great guys and great coaches. So we have a great staff at Summit High School. And, you know, I know they work every day. And we tell the kids, you know, you're going to get coached up. Now, don't get your feelings hurt. You know, that's what we get paid to do. And we're going to try to coach you up the best we can. We're not just going to stand there and clap and stuff like that. But, like, good job. But anyway, yeah, we got to replace the whole offensive line. We lost a few to graduation, lost them all to graduation. So, yeah, that's our big one right now. They're getting better. You know, we had a good scrimmage against Laverne. You know, we got the film and you evaluate that and we go from there.
When you're doing scrimmages, scheduling scrimmages, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a guy, hey, you know, I like this guy, I like working with this guy. I know they're going to do things the right way, or I want to see a particular offense or defense. So Laverne, and maybe they reached out to you, but why scrimmage Laverne?
A couple of things there. Like you said, the coach, I know Coach Woodard pretty well. He's a great guy, and Coach Stevens over there, and they, you know, they do a good job with those kids. And also, the offense, they run the spread type offense. That's what we see throughout the season. And, you know, in our biggest games throughout the year, we have to be able to beat those spread teams. So it's both, you know, a connection with a coach and timing, I guess, too, and trying to find an offense or a type of defense you want to see.
So you have Ty Carter. Obviously, we talked to Dr. Qualls earlier about, you know, athlete of the year, football player of the year, and obviously Ty's won. What big shoes to fill. It's got to make you feel pretty good when you know George Odumegwu is coming back. And with Ty's injury, George kind of had to step up the last part of the season anyways. But this guy has a chance. He's already good. He has a chance to be special.
George can definitely be something special. And, you know, when Ty got hurt, I think it was week 9 of last year, you know, George had to step up and fill in. And George ended up being our leading rusher at the end of the year because of those last few games. You know, George is a special kid. He's a hard worker. He's going to move him from three back, which ran the jets and the outside stuff, to the position that Ty played, which is our two back, you know, running the downhill type stuff. So he's going to have a position change. His role is going to increase. You know, just got to get that offensive line right so he can have some holes to run through.
And you will. And don't you think maybe you all run the wing T offense and run it very well? And don't you think in a year like this, when you're having to find that many offensive line replacements, defense is going to be really good this year, or you hope it's going to be one of your strengths. And so, as you're developing that line, an offense like this kind of it helps you. It gives you time. You can ball control, but you got a guy like George who was like Ty. And that's at the beginning of when you all got there in this offense, you didn't really have that. But with George, it gives you another guy now. If you let him get to the second level and don't have more than one guy around him, there's a good chance he's gone.
Almost definitely. He can break a long one out. And like you said, the defense will have to be our strength first at the beginning of the season so we can get everything offensively, you know, straightened out. Defense, we've got a few stars back, especially our front seven. You know, our front seven is going to be the strength of our team. And I think the team knows that. I think all the coaches know it, and you know, so it's you know, they're gonna have to do a good job for us to keep us in games. And I'm not saying the offensive line, we've got folks, we've got kids that are working their butts off. We just got to get their pad level lower. We just got to work on the little things to get better to get to where we want to be.
That's right. And they just haven't started. It isn't like they hadn't been practicing and been with
right.
you. They just right. you had senior starters.
Yes, sir.
Defense, linebackers in what you all play, every defense, you better have some good linebackers. I know two guys, Christian Jolly and Jonathan Myers, you were pleased with their springs.
Yes, two starters that are returning from outside linebacker. They had great spring practices. Both kids are high character kids and smart guys on the defense. And so, yeah, we're really excited about them. Braden Sim on the defensive line, he had a great year last year. He's returning. A lot of colleges looking at him a lot. Max Meeker is a new name that people haven't heard. He's middle linebacker for us right now. He had an excellent spring. Looking really forward to seeing him play this year also.
And then also from the safety position, Jacob Douglas had a nice spring.
Jacob had a good spring. He was kind of the stir that stirs the drink last year, because we, out of the three games that we lost last year, he was injured in two of them. And a lot of people knew his name last year, but he was our safety. He got everybody in the right position. He is just a ball player. He is Coach Melton's eyes on the field, and you know Coach Melton loves that. So he is a really, really, really good safety for us.
Strength and conditioning, something you all take very serious. Obviously, you take it serious. Coach Melton, your strength coach, takes it serious. So spring's over. I guess we got exams coming up. But how do you all approach that? Do you give them a week off, or you know, obviously June's very, very big for the off-season strength and conditioning program. But where does that go from here?
Yeah, we'll give them a week off as soon as school is over with, and we'll start the Tuesday after Memorial Day, and we go from 6:30 to 8:30 in the morning. That couple things while we do it early in the morning, you stay away from the other sports, you know, the basketball camps, baseball, stuff like that. So, and also the kids can have a job throughout the summer. So we just do that in the morning, and it really tells us who really wants to play football. I mean, you can really weed some people out right there. They say, I don't know if I really want to do this. So that's pretty early in the morning. And it's a huge – the weight room and the conditioning part is a huge part of our team and what we think is how it molds our team, because we are a high pace in the weight room and, you know, constantly moving. For that hour in the weight room, they are moving. And Coach Melton does an excellent job with them. You know, we think that gets them in shape. You know, it also builds the character and the toughness that we're looking for.
Well, no doubt. I've been in there. I get tired just watching you. I got to walk out. I feel like I'm going to have a panic attack. I start sweating watching it. And, you know, last year, you know, fell, like I mentioned, in the quarterfinals, fell 16-21 to Beach. And, man, what a great two physical teams. And just, I mean, you know, heartbreaking loss, but kind of no shame in losing to them. They go on to the 5A state championship, and it was just, you know, two really good teams. Someone had to lose. So what a great year, but I would think that's motivation as well. Coach, before we go, Coach Qualls was on earlier. We're talking Wilco's. I got to say, I saw you in street tuxedo yesterday getting your tux. You look good, brother. Looking fit. I wish I looked that fit. But the Courage Award, you know, it's going to be a great night for y'all, but also a little bit of a tough night. The Courage Award, Summit Football. Man, you know, that's maybe a story that not everybody knew about. But talk a little bit about that.
We had a player a couple years ago that to pass away in an accident. His name is Max Hollis, and it was, you know, it was tough on the team. The guys, you know, all the guys really, really loved Max. And Dr. Harris, you know, approached the family and approached us and wanted to give the football team the Courage Award for, you know, for just the way that the guys honored Max throughout the year and, you know, played in his honor and, you know, dedicated the season to him. You know, it's a great testament to how the guys, you know, battle through this and, you know, had a great season.
It is. And I think what people will see on Saturday night is the sense of community at Summit, man. It's, you know, there's always this, I guess, a silver lining in some of these stories. And I think if anything, it's that like you mentioned, your young men and the way they have honored him and continue to honor him, right? But then the way the community just rallied around it. So it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be tough, but it's going to be special. And that always is. That's the event. That's the award every year where people are, man, it never lets you down, does it?
No, it doesn't. It does not. And they do a great job. Like I said, Dr. Harris going to do an excellent job with it. It's a very nice video that they did.
Well, I can't wait, buddy. And you all, your team's up for a couple of awards, and you've got some athletes, so it's going to be a great night. Hey, I appreciate you joining us. Congrats on a great spring, and we'll be talking in the fall.
Thank you, Tater. Thanks, perfect.
Yes, sir. Coach Brian Coleman, Summit Spartan Football. That's it for today. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Be safe traveling to and from Steeplechase. Up next, Forklift Systems Sports Saturday with the coach.